Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A Chinese official has criticized the country's stern censorship laws. Facebook is looking to further push visual content, and the European Commission has identified the most digitally advanced countries in the EU. A senior Chinese official has criticized the country's strict internet censorship laws. According to Lo Fu from the Chinese government's advisory board, the highly sophisticated and far-reaching Great Firewall is damaging the country's economic and scientific progress. Recently, China was named the worst abuser of internet freedom on Earth in a report from Freedom House due to the frequency in which it bans websites and deletes comments on social media. Liu pointed out that some Chinese researchers have to use software to overcome the firewall to complete their work, something which he said was not normal. He added that he hoped to be able to relax certain laws to allow access to sites needed for scientific purposes. However, this would go against China's support for internet sovereignty, which allows countries to police exactly what can enter their borders online. Facebook has announced the integration of its virtual reality technology onto its social media platform. The feature will be accessible through a new VR app using Oculus technology through a Samsung Gear VR headset. The app will allow users to view 360-degree photos and video from their Facebook timeline on their VR headset. Facebook has also launched another visual feature, Messenger Day, an image-based app that works in a similar way to Snapchat Stories. The feature can be found within the Facebook Messenger app and allows users to let friends know what they plan to do with their day, as opposed to Snapchat, which allows people to share what they have already done. Facebook's David Marcus has said that the company plans to insert ads into the feature between videos, making it the first means of monetization on Messenger. The European Commission has released its Digital Economy and Society Index for 2017. The report shows that Scandinavian countries lead the way on the continent as the most digitally advanced economies. According to the data, Denmark is the most advanced, followed by Finland and Sweden, whilst Romania and Bulgaria are the lowest ranking nations. Meanwhile, it was found that the Netherlands is the best connected country, helping it rank fourth overall. It was also found that whilst 79% of Europeans go online at least once a week, 44% do not have basic digital skills, particularly in southern European countries such as Greece, Romania, and Italy. The number of businesses using social media to engage with customers is on the rise, up from 14% in 2013 to 20% in 2016. A High Court judge in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad has called for the complete ban of social media in the country. The judge has been reported to have said that in order to stop the spread of blasphemous images online, social media use in the country may have to be stopped. He also added that people found guilty of being blasphemous should have their names added to a list, preventing them from leaving the country. The comments come after a case was filed against five bloggers in the country who were accused of spreading content which contravened blasphemy laws. Facebook has since assisted the Pakistani authorities in removing the images. Meanwhile, protests have taken place in the capital, calling on the government to respond severely to the allegations. And finally, Google's to begin construction on its new high-tech headquarters as soon as next month. The building called Charleston East will house around 3,000 Google employees and will allow members of the public to use the building's cafes. Google's real estate director, John Igo, said that the building was designed in order to be very, very flexible and to allow workers to enjoy the lack of normal restrictions such as walls. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.